This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's a Friday. This means we get to hang out with some of our favorite sport people on the podium today. It's a big weekend of soccer-wise. The Betway Premiership fixture this weekend. Magezi FC versus Welele FC at Seshego Stadium on 20th September. And then Polokwane City versus Chipa United at Peter Mokaba Stadium on the 21st of September. And guess who will be attending these games this weekend?
Listen, we told you earlier on that we have excitement all around in studio. We have our guests already in studio. Katlego Mphela here, Sipho Tshabalala here as well. And we are encouraging you to send through your messages, 079-899-6226. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, they are here. And they are all excited to talk to you this morning, 079-899-6226 on WhatsApp. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? Welcome to Limpopo. Welcome to Polokwane. Welcome to Capricorn FM.
No, we're good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. An exciting weekend it is.
Yeah,
a big one.
Certain.
We are in the second month of the Betway Premiership season. And to date, maybe let me start with you, SPW. What has been some of your highlights on the pitch?
Yeah, once again, greetings to you and the Capricorn FM listeners. Such a great pleasure to be here. Yeah, it's so far so good in terms of the Betway Premiership.
Yeah.
Great start to the teams.
Yeah.
But not so great for the locals here in Limpopo with Makesi sitting at close to the bottom of the log, and Polokwane City currently sitting at number 8. But it's been excitement throughout with lots of goals, with lots of great wins, and Sundowns once again, you know, going back to retaining the top spot. But I think at least now, you know, Chiefs is there. They'll give them a push. You still have Pirates fighting.
Yeah.
You know, and but we hopefully that we still have you know, the so-called underdogs as well, pushing the big boys at the top.
All right. Katlego, you guys have been like traveling around, hitting different parts of the country. And are you impressed, the local talent? Are you impressed, you know, what you see right now? Is it like inspiring?
Yeah, this is our first road trip. Polokwane was the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Shaba said, so far so good, especially when it comes to the fans.
Yeah.
You see teams are filling up the stadiums. Mainly because there's a campaign going on with Betway, Sponis and Win, where fans they get their own tickets, and when you go to the tickets, you stand a chance of winning the prize money, which I can't mention on the stadium. But it's good to see, because that gives the fan hope, and they all want to come to the stadium, just dressing in their creative outfit and supporting their teams.
All right. No, that's great, yeah.
You know, we still got a message from a listener. Let's hear what this listener has to say.
Good morning, Capricorn FM. This question is for Sipho Tshabalala. Shaba, are you happy with the way Kaizer Chiefs they are playing now, currently? Are you okay with the style of playing? And again, what's your take with Bafana Bafana, the way they are doing things now? Are you happy with the performance, though?
There you go. Sorry to put you on the spot.
Greetings to the caller.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Obviously, it's a work in progress. They can still do better. But I'm happy with the way they've started, winning 3 consecutive games and not conceding. It's something that they haven't been done doing for quite some time. So they've had a great start to the season. Five, six games. They've just suffered their first defeat last week. And from a team that plays good football, that in my view were so deserving of the victory, so they are on the right path. I think they are doing well, and it's up to the coaches as well as who to select, in terms of personnel. But I think that now they've got depth, and there's a bit of unity in the team.
Yeah.
And the new players, they've settled in quite well. Coming to the national team, Coach Bruce and his technical team, they've done great work with the national team. I think hope and respect has been restored to the national team. We are now one of the nations that you know, is being respected and feared in the football space, not even continentally, but internationally. So we've got two games to go. There's a lot at stake, but I think one foot is in the US now. So we just have to make sure that we win and then we book our ticket, but we really deserve to be there.
All right, Katlego, you've been like on various, you know, podcasts, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. All right, this is Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. We have our podium. So if you have questions that you want to post to the, you know, to the guests, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. Katlego, we have seen you on different, you know, podcasts. You were talking about different issues, Kaizer Chiefs included, as well. You know, when you leave a team, people say you still remain emotionally attached to that particular team. Is it true? How true is that?
That's true, and especially when you spend so many years you're playing for that team, or maybe you've won trophies with their team, so you tend to develop this soft spot for them. Obviously, in my case, when I grew up at home, my grandfather was supporting Kaizer Chiefs, and then when I joined Sundowns, I get to spend a lot of many years there. So it's both teams that has a soft spot for me. That's why I have challenges when Chiefs plays against Sundowns or Sundowns plays against Chiefs. I don't know which one to support.
because
both teams means a lot to me. I mean, I've won trophies with... I've played a lot of years at Sundowns, but I didn't win a trophy. I've only played a season and a half at Chiefs, and I managed to win two trophies. I think Shaba was there when I was there as well.
All right.
This was the last time us winning the league.
But then do you get frustrated, though, when things are not actually going accordingly?
Yeah, you have to, but we experience enough to understand that such things happen in football, where a team can go 7 years winning trophies in a row, and all of a sudden they're not even close to the top eight. It happens. It happened at Sundowns before Pizzo joined. Now it's happening at Chiefs. It's just a matter of time. They started well, like Shaba said, and there's a lot of improvements, and it's promising, to be honest. It's unfortunately the coach was sacked, but it's part of football, and hopefully they'll get the right person to move the team forward.
All right. Okay. Yes, Piwa, you still look young, man. Have you retired?
Those rumors. Are they
happily
rumors? So they're not rumors.
Yeah, so have you retired?
No, they're not rumors.
Eh?
No. I'm happy now. I'm happy.
This is no good place.
I've moved on. To another phase.
To another phase. And what phase is that?
I think it's different phases, though. But I'll not be lost to football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Football is my life. Football gave me endless opportunities and better life. So I'll be forever grateful and indebted to football. So I am doing other programs.
Yeah.
You know, with football, with FIFA as well.
Yeah.
Programs that also will help me to better myself in terms of navigating, you know, the football space at the highest level.
Yeah.
And also administrative levels and beyond. Yeah.
I'm going to pose this question to both of them, but I don't know if we have a question from a listener.
We do. There's a question here that says, "Morning team, please ask the legends. How are they feeling after they celebrated thinking we qualified for that World Cup?"
Well, we are of the view
you
that
remember,
we had qualified.
Yeah.
Because I think we needed a point. And then we didn't know that, you know, the the rules away and, yeah, goal rule, applied in CAF.
Yeah.
So in FIFA, they did not apply.
Yeah.
Right. So it was a goal difference, and you had a better goal difference. And yeah, it was disappointing when you learned that we didn't you know, qualify.
Mm.
But it's one of those, man. It happens.
But after making that, you know, doing that epoch-making dance, the rest of the team, when you were going back home after learning that you have not qualified, what were you talking about?
No, definitely we were heartbroken.
Mm.
I think when you aspire to achieve something, and when you learn that, you know, you have achieved your objective, rightfully so, you rejoice,
you rejoice, celebrate,
and in our space. I think it was at that then it was special because we did it with our fans, you know, to show our appreciation and the support from them, and only to find out that no, the rule says you're not going.
Yeah, you both played for Kaizer Chiefs. Mm. Now, Coach Nabi leaving the team. What's your take on that? If you were to be given maybe a platform to exercise a little bit of authority and advice, who should actually, you know, join the club as a coach? Who would you pinpoint? What is your take on the coach leaving the team?
I'm sure Shaba would be there. But like we said, I think with Nabi it was letting in the world that. When he went for his leave, and the other coaches started winning, and you could hear the fans there and there saying they don't need him anymore. But it happens in football, man. And as I said, hopefully Chiefs will find the right person to go forward. Locally, I don't... It would be difficult for a local coach to take such a big point forward because, we know... Chiefs fans are not the
hard to please.
Hard to please, or they're not that patient. But you still have pizza out there, so I don't know.
There's an option.
I'm not selling pizza. I'm just saying he's still out there. Maybe it's someone that they can look at. And there's other young coaches, man, that are doing very well. But as I said, for a big team like Chiefs, it's always it's a difficult task to take on.
Yeah, you know, this coming weekend, of course, matches that are coming up. Which one, maybe, let me with you, which one are you guys looking forward to the most with the upcoming matches this weekend?
Both fixtures.
Okay.
Magisi and Siwelele. They haven't been doing well in terms of winning games and getting the results.
Mm.
I think you know, this game will present an opportunity for both sides to redeem themselves, and I'm hoping you know, that the hosts, you know, having an upper hand in terms of home ground advantage, will utilize that to the best of you know, ability and get the maximum points. But Siwelele also, they're in need of the points.
Yeah.
So it's a good game that we all look forward to. And Polokwane City and Chippa United as well.
Yeah.
Chippa having won their last game under, you know, their new coach. I think it's the third so far coach. And coming here to play against Polokwane, it's not easy. Polokwane, yes, they've lost one of their best players, but they're still a team. You know, they're a team that it's not, you know, heavily reliant on individuals, but a team that does well as a collective. So I think Polokwane will get the points on Sunday.
And then what can you say to fans and lovers of football ahead of the weekend? You know, what can you say to them?
Yeah, I think... Labalebo has so far so good. We've seen stadiums packed already. All we can do is encourage them, you know, to come to the stadium, come support your teams, your local teams especially. All they need to do is just to get the tickets, you know, for any Betway Premiership fixture, and they'll stand a chance to win the prize money that was mentioned, you know, Smonis and Win campaign. And as we say, we're celebrating the rich culture of South African football, and that is in including fans, you know. So Beto is rewarding them for their passion and love for the game.
Oh. All righty. So as you have it, this weekend, a really big one, the Betway Premiership fixtures this weekend. You saw all excitement in the studio, of course, as we were hanging out in this half hour of the second hour of the show, as Piwe Tshabalala and Katlego Mphela. Thank you guys so much. And of course, let this be a great football weekend.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.